Hold on. We're not going on the boat. Derek's selling the house. We have to go to therapy?
What the fuck happened?
I've got a belly full of white dog crap. And now you lay this shit on me?
Stupid cast. Stupid, stupid cast. D. Stupid cast. Super duper stupid cast. U. Stupid cast. Stupid, stupid cast. M. Stupid cast. Super duper stupid cast. Two boys, one mic, living the stupid life on some other shit like stepbrothers. The poop is white. We do it right. Wait, we do it wrong. Whatever, just sing along to our stupid song. Stupid cast, stupid, stupid cast. D. Stupid cast, super duper stupid cast. U. Stupid cast, stupid, stupid cast. M. Stupid cast, super duper stupid cast. M.
Is the house haunted?
Party has started.
Party started. Party started.
What episode is this? 23?
I believe so. 23.
You can't lose on 22s. 22 was probably the best one we've ever done.
Yeah.
Matt's looking for music right now, so we're going to be music free for a minute.
I just found one.
What do you got? You're going to surprise me?
I'm going to surprise you. We got ourselves a little PMD.
EPMD?
From yes, PMD from EPMD. This
you gotta speak up, Matt.
Oh, this is his solo album.
Seems like it's recording very light today.
What?
No, we're not getting we're not registering as much as I'd like to.
What?
You know what? I'll just talk a little louder. That's all. There you go.
Let's go, champ.
We don't need technology. We can just talk louder in this economy.
Let's do that.
This is Trumpville. You're in humongous's territory. We're in humongous's sack. This is Trumpville, son.
This is Trump sack.
Get some, Trump. Get some, humongous.
Here we go.
Free oil for everyone. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
I love it.
Matt's technology is just a hair worse than mine, which is real bad. Which is real bad.
What we got here?
We got a squeaky chair. What else we got? Come on. Let's go, champ. Me and Matt are going to pack our bodies with white food after the show. Needless to say, we're undecided.
Oh, let's see what I did wrong.
Oh, whoops!
You gotta do the thing with the wires.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Here we go.
Hey, whoops.
Whoops.
Matt just recorded a tremendous new Stupid Cast jam.
Yeah.
What's the name of the jam?
Stupid State of Mind.
Oh, Stupid State of Mind. That's right. It's outstanding. It's outstanding. Yep. We're going to put it up after this episode for your viewing pleasure.
Yeah.
We got movement in the tree lines?
We got movement in the tree lines.
Movement in the tree lines.
Bruno's are registering. You want that today? What's it
gonna play? Another whole story. Need more. Oh, okay.
There we go. There we go.
Whoops.
We could maybe see what's on my tape deck in a little bit.
Yeah, we could. All right, you got a tape deck. You got a tape deck. Needless to say, we're in Matt's basement right now.
Yep.
I heard a new phrase the other day, Matt, that would apply to this situation with you running the music.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Don't balls this up. Don't balls this up. Like, don't fuck this up, but...
Because the balls go up when you ejaculate.
Well, I guess. I didn't think that much into it, but congrats on that.
See?
Now
don't
I'm
balls this up. Don't fuck it up. Don't let your balls rise.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
See what I did there?
Yeah, you made me uncomfortable because you had to grab your balls and, like, lift them up. Like, hey, look. See how... Look at how I did that. Right there. Balls up.
At least I haven't put my balls on your computer screen. Yeah.
Today.
Today.
Now, what is this music? I don't know what this is.
This is PMD, his solo album.
This might be distracting because I don't know what it is.
You'll like it.
Okay.
You'll like it. It's like, this is 96 it came out of this?
Trust your taste.
It's just like...
Fuck Espo Gomez and fuck the fucking Diaz bros.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about that the other day. You're like the Diaz brothers. You thought they were talking about Nick and Nate. No,
oh, yeah,
they're
yeah.
talking about fucking the Diaz brothers from Scarface.
Scarface.
That yes. was Sean P. It was a Sean P. line.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. This is like,
I'll tell you
classic
what.
Classic East Coast rap from 96. I think it was 96 this came out.
I don't agree with the Gaspar Gomez thing, but fuck. No, I'm sorry. I mixed it up. I agree with the Gaspar Gomez thing, but I don't agree with the fucking the Diaz brothers. They were all right.
They were all right?
In that movie, they were all right. They were good guys.
Good guys.
Good yeah. guys. Only good guys in that whole movie, man.
Just model citizens.
Hold on. I'm going to fucking slam the brakes on this show right now.
Whoa!
Whoops! We're going to announce to our viewers that you have never seen Total Recall.
Yep.
Whoops.
Whoops.
I threw a 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Reference at Matt the other day, and he laughed, and I'm like, Matt, do you know what I'm talking about? He's like, no idea, no yeah. idea.
Sometimes I laugh at things I don't know what, you know, with what you're saying, just so it will pass.
Oh. And that's fine because half the time I talk, I'm just amusing myself.
Yeah,
that's pretty much all I'm doing. That's awesome. You never seen Total Recall?
No.
Now would be the perfect time because I actually rewatched it the other day, and it's fucking terrible, but it's tremendous.
Didn't they do a remake to it?
Don't watch that one.
No, I wouldn't watch that
Don't
one.
Don't watch that one.
I don't know. That would be disrespectful yeah. to the original.
Young.
Did you see the remake?
No.
No.
Yes. Young Hot Sharon Stone in that one.
Ooh.
Yeah. No.
Is she the one with three tits?
Yeah.
Doesn't someone have three tits in it?
Yeah, three titty situation now.
I just remember hearing that when I was.
Three
young.
Tit situation.
Three Good. Tit sitch?
You think that'd be enough to make you see it?
Bruno, want to be a peach and grab me a beer?
Sure!
Whoa!
I'd love to be a peach! We got MLK cans kicking.
MLK all day.
Whoops!
Nothing like an MLK on a
Sunday.
On a
rainy Sunday.
Is it raining out?
Nope.
It's actually nice out.
We should actually, let's discuss this. Next week is the Super Bowl, right?
Big Super Bowl game.
Super Bowl game, Klee versus Chi.
Yep.
That's for sport.
Yep.
So, I'm just gonna shitball here.
You shitballing me?
There's not gonna be a show next week.
Probably not.
So, yeah, let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah.
So, the week after that.
Well, then after that is.
It's a big day.
It's a big day. We have a big guest. We're gonna have to schedule that.
Psychophone.
We're gonna have to talk to him about when he wants to do that.
No, we're just gonna call him and he's gotta be
we're
ready.
We're gonna call him and he's gotta be
yeah.
ready. Okay.
I don't know if he's working, whatever. I mean, psychophone.
Just don't warm him. Don't warn him.
Psychothrone Thibbins?
Yes.
We're going to get a little bit of that. That old Mike G. We're going to get a little bit of that old Mike G in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Get some.
It's a musty boy.
Musties.
Ooh, he likes
maybe it. Maybe we do a musty episode.
I was thinking that could be our chip episode. Chip party.
Oh, chip party?
Because he could get chips in, where is he? In,
I think they sell chips in Salisbury, Oregon.
Eugene, Oregon. Yeah, okay. So, do you think they sell chips in Cheyenne, Texas?
There's a good chance.
There's got to be some salsa.
There's got to be some salsa.
If like, not...
You know what? That he's got to be able to scrape up some salsa in
he
that
He was
state.
Looking... Hey, how about this? He was looking for a way to make friends. How about a salsa? Salsa stand. Salsa truck.
Salsa stand.
Salsa stand or truck? Salsa bike. Like with the hot dog. Like a hot dog bike. Except just salsa.
Salsa truck.
No chips.
I don't know. I'd say, you know what?
There's no salsa.
Start small. Salsa stand.
Just a stand.
He's got like various,
yep.
you know, levels of
salsa,
you know, the mild, the hot.
He's got three.
Maybe he's got some salsa con queso?
Nope. He's got three salsas. Medium, mild, and hot.
Okay.
He's got no chips.
No chips.
Just a stand. He was trying to make friends. I think this would be a terrific way to make friends.
That would be a great way to make friends.
Fucking, you ever had
salsa? You kidding me? Would you not? Do you mean to tell me you wouldn't stop?
Have you ever had
at a salsa stand
have
if you
ever,
drove by one?
Have you ever had salsa after not having salsa?
That's yeah, awesome.
It's awesome.
It's unbelievable.
You open that litter box up. Matt has a flip top trash can down here, and he opened it up, and it just smells like blunts.
Yeah, it does. Can we close that? Yeah.
No, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. I'm fucking rolling blunts.
Salsa stand. I like that.
I think it's a good idea. So we're gonna have microphone Thibbins. That's gonna be tremendous. That's gonna be. That might be a little tricky with the technology
yeah.
and the music. Because we're going to have the phone going.
True. Yeah, maybe we keep.
We just turn it down a little bit. That's all.
Yeah, we just keep.
I don't give a fuck if the listeners hear the music.
Yeah, it's all about us.
Yeah, more me.
Yeah,
than us.
Okay.
So that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
So we got Microphone Thibbins coming up. That'll be so no stupid cast next week. I think we've been more than fair with these listeners, though.
We've been pretty consistent the last 3 or 4 weeks.
And they're getting a jam.
They've been getting jams.
Jams and cast. Jam cast.
The last three they've gotten a jam and cast. Jam and cast. They've gotten hand jams and cast.
These boys might be getting spoiled.
Spoil these boys.
Might have to go dark for a minute.
Oh.
How long we go dark for? 17 years?
17, yeah.
Yep. Pop back up.
Yeah.
18th year. Stupid cast resurrection. Let's go, champ.
Let's go, champ, champ.
Champ, 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 champ. New stupid cast jam.
And we got a new jam specifically for the stupid cast.
That's the...
Only the one we're going to put up for this episode at the end. Only stupid cast listeners will really understand what I'm saying in the
It's very, very tight, condensed, and detailed.
Yeah. It covers a lot of things that we've been talking about. So
Matt, just don't balls this up.
I won't balls it up, friend.
Don't balls it up.
I'll keep them low. I'll keep my bees low.
Let me see here. So
keep my bees low.
You want to talk about the option clinic for body mods?
Mm.
So we talk a lot about body modifications here, like maybe taking one arm and cutting it down to nothing, and adding the length to the other arm, tiny taffers, all sorts of stuff like that. So
So basically just kind of picking up where we left off toward the end of last cast.
So Supercast branched out.
Branched out, yeah.
We branched out, and we now have the Options Clinic.
Options Clinic.
For body modifications.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And salsa?
Wait. Salsa, question mark?
Salsa options?
We could take Mike G's recommendation and have a deli right next door to it.
I don't know if that's a great idea, but I like it.
I like where his head's at.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Mike G suggests, so the options clinic would be like if you wanted to, you know, if you wanted to take your legs off and put them where your arms are and put your arms where your legs were.
Yeah.
You know?
Or maybe you want a 6 foot arm. Maybe one 6 foot arm.
We offer.
Maybe you want like a foot long leg.
We offer solutions.
Solutions.
We offer solutions to these problems. Welcome, welcome to the options clinic.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we can do various things that we can do. There's a lot of different things that we can do as
should
far
get
as
out, should get out
body
of
modifications.
We should get out of the gate on this part of it, though. Can't do anything with a penis.
Bod mod options.
Can't do anything with a penis.
Yeah, we don't go there.
We don't touch the penis.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
This isn't like, you know, we're not doing any transsexual type of things.
No.
This is strictly limbs. Limbs, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have the technology to go to fingers and toes if you want to take your toes and put away your fingers.
No. How about this?
Uh-oh. I think we just had a breakthrough.
Who's got like a big... We take like Andre the Giant's hands and put them on a midget.
Oh, we could do that.
Put it on a short person.
We could do that.
So they have Andre the Giant hands.
I just don't have the technology. Oh, I'm sorry. We just don't have the technology in place for the... For the fingers, the fine joint manipulation.
Yeah,
we're not good.
So
with
we
that.
Just take the hand.
Yeah,
so we take someone who's got a really big hand.
Yep.
And put it on someone who's really small or has small hands.
I got some
tiny hands.
I got some transition technology that'll make that hand work about 30%.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you got to think if it's a big, powerful hand, and you have a little tiny body, and you get that big, powerful hand working 30%, you're probably 20% stronger than you used to be in your grip strength.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be funny.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God.
I know some boys. Get them together. Andre
does. You know a lot of big guys.
And you know who doesn't need those hands anymore? Andre.
No, he doesn't.
No?
No.
So.
What about new head?
No, we don't have that.
We don't go
we can't. That. We can't. That, 5 years down the road, we'll be good with that in the options clinic.
Maybe when we, you know, start to pick up our technology a little bit.
Yeah, the options clinic. Yep.
Options. We're working hard every day. We got guys on the computer. We got a whole room full of
surgeons,
men in white
surgeries.
Lab coats on computers
and doing surgeries.
You know, the first Apple computer. That's what we run on.
Yep.
They're big, they're clunky, but you know what? They get the job done.
But the level of precision of the cuts, I think, is tremendous. I think you're downplaying the amount of precision that's involved with these kind of transplants.
We get one of the finest deli slicers.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Sometimes you need that to shave down.
Thanks to Car... Yo.
Stop and Shop.
I got mine from Dakaris.
Oh.
That's an authentic Italian joint.
Hey, that's a legit one.
That's a legit one. Legit. They know how to cut meat, and chances are they probably cut some human meat with that thing.
Yeah.
Because, you
shave down those mules.
Because they're Italian.
Oh. You ever see the burrata with it with one eye? You ever have her make you a sandwich at the Dakaris?
No.
Oh, poor thing. She's got one that
old Cyclops over there?
She's got a stargazer. Let's put it like that. And she fucks up the sandwiches every time. You wanted onions on that? And you're like, no, it's what I said. I don't want onions. It's everything except onions. It's pretty easy. And she's just dropping the onions on.
Looking at you as she's dropping them on.
Yep,
you didn't want onions, did you?
Yeah, looking at you, and then she's got the stargazer.
Yeah.
I
bet that one eye's really strong.
I have kind of a stargazer.
Listening to you has nothing to do with her eye.
Yeah, my left eye's a piece of shit. But
I bet that one eye's really strong.
Yeah, okay.
But you can, like, see through walls with that thing.
You think?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I bet you can see through meat. She can see through deli meat.
That's because that slice is so good. They can slice it that thin.
So thin.
You getting it coming? Did I hear a beep?
That's what you heard. You heard correct, friend.
Well, Matt's getting a text on his brand new phone. Where is that Pantech?
Where is it? Oh, it's actually in my bag upstairs.
Like a third tee?
It's my tee.
Third tee scrote? Is that awful, interjecting, during the show?
No, it's just a...
marketing.
Just a family canceling tomorrow.
That's awesome. Good news for you.
One of my meetings, yeah.
Because I'm free!
Yeah, but that's my 10:30. I wish it was free. My 9.
Mom!
Oh. 9 o'clock. So that means I got to wake up at 7:30.
Oh, this economy. Fuck out of here.
That's horrible. That's horrible, Bruno.
So last week, after the show, we did the show at my house.
Wait,
and
real quick, can I just throw this in?
Listen.
While I'm talking about my families, can I just give you that one story that we talked about?
Which one?
Let me say, it's funny.
Okay, go.
Last week, there's this kid I work with. He's adolescent, you know, 13, 14. And he can be an asshole, you know, as most adolescents can
be. Okay.
But throw, you know, his social emotional issues on top of an adolescent.
I'm going to pause you briefly just because I thought you were going to retell the pizza.
No.
And if you were going to do that,
yeah.
I was going to let you tell the whole thing. And then at the very end, I was going to say, hey, Matt, you told that last week.
You told
it last week.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, Matt, why don't you have another joint?
Yep. Yeah, I would have let you go all the way. That's why I had to cover my mouth. I don't know if you noticed. I had to cover my mouth. So I'm like, oh, please, stop telling the fucking pizza pie story again. Please. Anything for that. Go ahead.
No, so this kid, adolescent, some social emotional issues, and he can just be a real asshole. And his dad is too funny. And his dad's really into music and things. And he had like a tough situation with him. Last week, him just, you know, talking back to dad and things like that. And dad just, he's just burnt out at this point. And
he shot arrows into a crowd of people, didn't he?
Which, yeah. And so dad's like, you know, I was listening to the radio the other day, and, you know, I'm just driving alone, and I'm just kind of just frustrated. And Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden comes on, and I just start thinking to myself. And he starts humming to himself. He goes, asshole son.
he just
starts doing the whole song. I was like, man,
well,
that's pretty funny.
What's the next verse on that?
I told him it was the funniest thing I heard that
all day. Right, I just thought of this. What's the next verse on that?
Asshole son, oh, won't you come?
It's a little weird.
All over my face.
No.
Oh!
Jesus, son. He blew it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would hope he'd adjust the rest of the lyrics to the song.
You're no fun.
Asshole son, you're no fun.
I wish you'd
go away.
Jump off a cliff. That's gotta be tough. I got lucky with the kids being nice, you know, respectful and shit like that. I got real lucky with that.
Yeah, they're actually doing well right now. This has been a big turnaround, but oh man, when we came in, they were at their wits' end. This kid just, of course, he's a redhead too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem right there, man. That's a problem. Yeah. That's a, you know what they call that? A red flag.
Red flag, yep. So, yeah, I figured I'd throw that story in.
Oh, God, I wish you started telling the fucking piece.
I know, you wanted that bad.
I did, I wanted that real bad. Yeah. That would have been fucking great. All right, so you didn't balls that up. That's good. No. Option clinic for body mods. How about earlier, when you were... Matt was finishing up the Stupid State of Mind.
Stupid State of Mind.
Jam.
Yep.
And he's got the headphones on. Yep. And I know, we're in Matt's basement. I know nobody's home. I hear somebody running around upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
He takes the headphones off. I say, hey, Matt, who's running around upstairs? He's got...
Because Carmen and the baby aren't here.
You got adults.
Could be Isaac. Isaac could be home.
No, this was like a young...
Like a
I'd be surprised if Isaac was running like that. And it would mean your baby would have to be about 50 pounds to make that kind of noise. So it's like a 6-year-old running around.
And yeah, so since we're in the basement and I'm in a condo complex,
No car payment.
You can hear kind of the other, condo that's behind us. So when you're down here, you can hear them.
Let me do the
math.
But
even though, like, above us is our...
That's your hallway. That's your...
Right here is the living room, the first floor
right
living
above
room. Right above here. But then to the left, it's probably over there.
Yeah,
over there is their condo, so...
So that's what Matt's saying, but I just assume it was Lord Humongous running around.
Yeah, it's
probably
Lord Humongous.
It was running around in your...
Yeah.
In your
he
living room.
I mean, I don't know.
It would
really
make sense because he's got those steel hips.
Yeah.
So it would make sense that he would have the same kind of gait as like a 6-year-old.
Yes.
Except a little bit more mass.
Yeah.
So that would actually make a lot
like
of sense.
He's like a little like bold-legged, right?
Bow or bold?
Bold.
Bold-legged. Okay. I like bold. Yeah, that would be correct. He's Lord Humongous, so he would be bold-legged. Fucking bold-legged. You fucking
bold-legged bastard.
That's what I was just going to say. Oh, fucking so stupid. Fucking bold-legged bastard.
Yeah.
So he's running around. You want to talk about the new product launch?
What's that?
The selfie dick?
The selfie dick?
Yeah. We talked about that in the bar.
You should go and fuck yourself with the selfie stick?
Well, that's what made me think of it. Your line made me think of the selfie dick. So you have the selfie stick. It attaches to your phone. You hold it out. But it's just got a little extra curvature coming around. So you're like taking a selfie and there's always a little dick in the picture with you.
You just attach it right to the back of the phone?
That's part of the whole setup. You extend it out.
It's like part of the phone.
Yeah, no, it's a stick. You attach your phone to it.
Yeah.
And like right up near the phone, the dick just wraps around slightly and is always in frame when you're taking a picture. So it's like there's always a dick charging at you. At your face, like you get an open mouth, like I'm in London. Look at me. There's like a dick, you know. So it's a selfie dick. Different options.
Yeah.
Different options. We got one in the lost and found section.
Okay.
You want to talk about that?
Throw it at me.
Ready?
Nope.
Okay. Work perks? Question mark. I got to get rid of these before Halloween.
Work perks. Oh, what did we? I vaguely remember this, like most of my memories.
So we could talk about that was my first Uber ride, so I had a little few extras.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Let's talk about that first. Your first Uber ride.
Well, you want to finish the Lost and Found? All right, no, we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
We'll come back to it. We won't come back to it. Well, I feel as though becoming a... I can't even say at this point I'm a middle-aged boy because I'm not going to make it to 84. You got to be fucking kidding me with 84. So I'm a little past the middle age at this point. So I got to keep up with the technology a little bit because I don't want to be that guy.
To be downer over here.
Well, whatever. Fuck it. It's just reality, you know. There's not a lot of fucking 90-year-old 6-year-olds.
Bruno has a black shirt on with a black hoodie right now and a black beard. He's a dark man.
And one thing I should point out
is a black soul.
Yeah. One thing I should point out is just to keep it simple, like yeah. if I get a shirt, like I have four of these shirts, this exact shirt.
I respect that.
You know, because it, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm going to wear. I have one of these.
I respect your winter fashion.
Yeah. But if I, something.
Rocking the Doc Martens too, I see.
The Doc Martens?
The Doc Martens.
These were getting compliments at the bar.
I know, we were talking about
somebody them. Was saying they like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, these are great, man. Super comfortable.
Nice Doc Martens.
Yep. Yep. But Doc Martens. I should do this. Polished boy, so some red laces on them. Let's get some.
Get some white laces on them.
Red laces, son.
What does the red laces signify?
It's bad. I don't remember, but no, it's not good.
Okay.
The white is just like, hey, I'm a white supremacist.
I'm a racist, yeah.
Red, I think, is something even worse than that.
It probably means you, like, beat someone.
Yeah, so.
Or maybe it means you killed someone with your boots.
How about
they're red?
How about this?
Laces.
How about this? I'll stick with the black laces.
Stick with the black laces?
Yeah, because all I've done is wear these.
Yeah.
That's all I've done is wear them.
Yeah.
So just, I'm not, yeah. So stick with the black.
Yes.
I did. That. Well, we'll get to that. So. When we talk about that.
All right.
Let's not talk about it. Let's change the subject. So, okay. Uber story. It's kind of funny. Every I swear to God, every little fucking thing in my life, it's got to have a little bit of a twist to it. Even the simplest thing. Little simple thing, like first Uber ride, right? I set it up. First of all, I tried last week. I couldn't do it because I'm a moron. And then my location service is turned on my phone. That's apparently a thing. So I turned it on, and boom, the Uber app works. And I'm like, okay, let me go. I'm gonna do this. I should know how to take an Uber ride in case I get in a jam at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should take an Uber ride at some point.
I should.
Should know how to do it. Should I have it loaded up, ready to go, just in case you get to take an Uber.
I do have the app on my phone, actually.
Okay.
So.
Oh, we ducked out. Hold on. We went dark. Let me fix it.
Came with my phone.
Boom. So I set it up, boom, and it's kind of cool. You get the little, you know, you activate it, and you see all the little cars. There's like 10 Uber guys, like, within a couple miles of my house. And they're all like, you see them all of a sudden, they stop, and then it's that converging towards my house. And the one that gets there first wins, kind of thing.
Is that how it works?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. I'll show you. So,
a couple horsies, like a Wild West.
So I get the notification, horsies. Like, Jude is going to show up in a blue Mitsubishi.
Now, when you got to the car, did you say, hey, Jude?
Well, I tried to get the front seat.
Yeah.
But it did say on my thing that your driver is hearing impaired. I'm like, okay. All right, here we go.
Did you sign language, hey, Jude?
I actually did. I did use some sign language. And he tried to use sign language back on me. And I pretended like I knew what he was saying. Mm-hmm. So I tried to get the front seat. And he's got all sorts of shit in the front seat. And I'm like, oh, he's just like, oh, he's not saying anything, but he's making head and hand gestures. Like,
it was like various hearing aids?
Nothing. No.
Like in the front seat, all this shit.
He's not impaired. He can't hear. There's no level of impairment.
So what kind of shit did he have in his front seat? Like
water bottles, dildos.
Yeah.
A lot of lube.
A lot of lube.
One of those eye masks, you know, he used to sleep, you know, during the day. He had one of those.
Okay.
Machete.
Okay.
Thought that was a little unnerving.
Yeah.
No, but it was dull. So I'm like, all right, well, hey.
Is there any blood on the machete?
No, none. Okay. It was early in the day. It was early. I mean, I met up with you at 4, so.
Hey, maybe, you know, we may have some openings and options.
Hey, I'll pause the story right now, and I'll throw it out there. Hashtag loser. Taking an Uber to a bar at 3:30 on a Friday.
Oh yeah,
best ever though. Best ever.
But think about it. Maybe we could get Jude. You know, maybe if he's good with the knife, maybe we get him over at the deli.
He didn't strike me as he was going to be good with the knife, but he did have a machete, and he's not much of a screamer. I can tell you that. So
you got in the car. And
I get in the car and. Tons of traffic around my house, and he makes a gesture. He literally turns around while he's driving, and he makes the sign language with one hand of like, wow, there's a lot of traffic around here. And I'm like, but somehow I knew what he was saying because I can read lips.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, there is, right? What's going on? He's like, I don't know. He didn't say I don't know, but he just kind of made that hand up, palm up, fingers wide, head shake, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
He took me on a fucking wild ride, though. He went, like, the exact opposite way you'd go. Like, he basically, we're going to pull out of my driveway and take a left. So he basically went all the way around the world to get to...
He went the highway to 114?
No, he didn't. He went through Danvers Center. I'm exaggerating a little bit. He went through Danvers Center and everything like that, but it's fine. He got me there. Yeah. But there was a few...
He went the long way to charge you more.
I think he charged less, though, than the other guy. Than the ride home. But, so, got there, bang. You know, he did make a couple, like, funny jokes about a school bus. I didn't quite get the deaf joke about a school bus. He pointed at a school bus and just kind of went, huh? I'm like, all right, man. Yeah, like, I get, but I utilize with a deaf person.
He didn't stop when the bus stop sign went out.
That's right. He drove by and
just threw his middle finger up.
Yep. Hey, middle finger and the other finger he's pointing towards his ears. I can't hear. So I don't have to stop. Bad dog.
Yeah.
Nice quiet ride though. It was great.
Yeah.
But got to work because I think I mentioned to you. Oddly enough,
the radio on?
No, nothing. Nothing. So the ride there,
sad.
Got a lot of work done. Made a couple calls. Boom. Yeah. So it worked out well. Mm-hmm. But the ride back, the guy was super nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we gave each other a couple of HJs.
There you go.
You know.
There you go. What was his name?
I forget.
Ooh.
A lot of Uber rides at this point. After that first experience, I've taken a lot of Uber rides. The wife's like, where you going? I'm like, just going for a ride.
You're not going anywhere. You're just going.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, just type in a location where you want to go. I'm like, I know.
And you know what?
Just, you know what? I get in like that bothered lady, and I just kind of roll over with my sunglasses on and look out the passenger window, and I just say, just drive. Just drive.
You know what? I just thought of something. Maybe this could be a good move, good strategy for Mike G to make friends. Just go on Uber rides. Try to meet Uber drivers.
Yeah.
You know? He'll be like, he gets in the car, where are you going? No, let's just drive around.
I think that the Uber driver might just... like just drive right by him, like they did to black people in New York in like the 80s. You know, they just drive right by him. All of a sudden, you see the Uber rider like look up. He locks eyes with Mike G. And he's like, no.
Is he at a salsa stand?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, fucking, come on. The Uber guy's not gonna be. He's not gonna want to deal with all that salsa. He's got 50 gallons. 50. Let me do the math there. 3 50-gallon drums of fucking salsa. That's 150, 300 gallons of salsa. You do that math.
Chunky or smooth?
I don't know.
I like a little mix.
I like a smooth.
I like a nice smooth.
I'll take your chunky salsa. I'll throw it right in the blender. I'll put it right back in the fucking jar. Keep that chunk. I want all those nutrients. I want all those vital nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
I want that flavor. I want that taste. But I don't want that chunk. I don't want that texture, man. I do not want that texture.
Sometimes it's too chunky, but...
Mike G's smooth salsa stand. Hey, I drive to Oregon for it.
Yeah. I'm just shitballing out loud.
Yeah, Mike G. That's fine.
Could you be a peach again and grab me a...
I'll give you two so you don't have to keep asking.
Thanks, Martin Luther.
You got two cans. You got two hands.
Two can Summer of Sam.
Ooh, and Sam Adams.
M.O.P.?
The Sam Adams cans. Boston Lager cans.
Oh.
I kind of like the look of that.
Oh, no one? Well, I was like, I go grocery shopping this morning.
Where'd you go?
Stop and Shop.
You went Stop and Shop?
I always go Stop and Shop.
I thought you were Market Basket boy.
No, fuck Black Friday.
Yo, it's terrible, right?
It's horrible. I can't. You know what? I'll pay a little bit more for...
me too.
For
okay.
Less people.
Yep. Yep.
I can't fucking stand that.
That's Market Basket is even the Middleton one.
People, it's like people shop in Market Basket like they drive in the road in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Like with their carriages,
yep.
Like right up your ass.
Yep.
They'll cut you off.
Yep.
So whatever. At Stop and Shop, there's like a packy inside Stop and Shop now.
Dude, do you know?
It's got its own, right? It's like, I think, it's in there.
Which one do you go to?
62? Right on 114 there.
Okay, yeah. Right next I got that down by. Okay, yeah. Yep. Okay. You go a different direction. I get the one on 62. That has
a pretty big fridge.
It's expensive, though.
Yeah. I didn't go in there and look, but I just saw. I was like, oh, that's an option now. Options.
Speaking of options.
Alcohol options.
Speaking of options, you may or may not know this, and if you don't know this, and I'm telling you this, I'm going to be very happy about it. You know, right out in front of your house, there's a liquor store?
Yeah.
Okay, you knew that. Okay.
That's a shit packy. I won't go there.
It's there, though.
Yeah, they have a... They think they're like a high-end kind of wine and spirit store. Their beers are way too much, and they have like a shit selection.
Yeah, they didn't have a good selection.
So, yeah. Oh, it's like walking distance. I could walk there instead go to Dave's.
Yeah, but Dave's was closed. Dave's was closed.
Is that where you went?
No, not today. It was we did like one over the holidays.
Oh, okay.
It was like a Monday, and it was like a, you know, Dave is very religious, apparently, so he was closed. So, but yeah, they were
MLK Day.
Oh, no, definitely not.
He's not closing for MLK.
You know what they hate?
He's got a big Trump sticker on the counter.
I didn't, but you know what they really hate?
What?
They really hate it when you use a credit card in there.
Oh, I always do.
Yeah, he kind of I'm like, I just don't have any cash on me, man. Sorry, you know, because I know you got to pay a fee. Like, they take a 3% hit when you use a credit card. So that's like 3% of their profit gone that goes to the credit card company.
Oh, I love it.
So he's like, well, yeah, soon enough, that's all it's going to be. It's just tracking. It's how they keep track of you with the credit cards and stuff. He's trying to talk me out. I'm like, oh, I'm still going to use a credit card, dog. Yeah. I'm like, I have, hey.
Well, I use my debit card. Is that any different?
Hey, got 200 on me, dog. But I'm going to use, no, it's the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, yeah.
Same thing. You should use a credit card on a debit card. That's how because the identity theft. You get God. I got God on my debit card once.
Did you?
Sushi joint.
Bluefin?
No. Saki up on Route 1.
Oh.
They got me. They got me good.
That's a first time I had sushi was at that place on a
off of Route
blind date? No, I had gone out with a girl before. At sushi, I got fucked up, man.
We had sake?
We had the warm sake.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Jesus.
Yeah, you know, that creeps up on people. Like, oh, that's just wine. I'm like, no, it's not. That's not just little shots of wine.
Yeah, that was a crazy night.
That's little shots of napalm.
Yeah. Yeah, my first sushi experience.
Me and the wife used to go there all the time, and we went there once. We would go there religiously, like every week. We'd go there fucking all the time. She loved it. And went there, happened to meet one of my cousins in the parking lot. Haven't seen him in a million years. So
quick HJ.
Yeah, well, he was with his wife, so it got a little weird.
Quick J.
So, it's his name too, Jay. No, it's not. But, so, you know, we go in, drinks, food, have a great time. He had cash on him. You know, we whacked the tab up. The next morning, I wake up.
You whacked some things, didn't you?
Yep. I look at my my statement. Eastern Bank statement.
Oh.
Dude, charge after charge after charge. And that's one of the last old school sketchy Route 1 joints.
It is.
Yeah. You know, that's like fucking, it's like the Hilltop. Like all those places were paying everybody just to keep the bad people out back in the day. You know?
Yeah.
And, I'm looking at him like, God damn it, man. But with your debit card, that's your money. That's your actual.
Oh, yeah.
So,
is it?
Well, yeah. I mean, but that's your. But all right.
Mine has a $400 limit.
Oh, does it really?
So it, no matter what, you know, it cuts off after 400.
How does that work if you only have $130 in it?
And you're screwed.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah.
Then you don't. Yeah.
But it locked up. Like I had no access to cash for like 2 weeks because of this. You know, there was like a $500 charge to like Reebok.com, and it was all like little size 5 Reebok shoes for the little Japanese feet. You know, it was people in the kitchen. They got me. So
Reebok sucks.
Gave it a second chance, and there was like a weird one for Craigslist too. I didn't really dive into that. Didn't do a deep dive on that. Then we went back again. I'm like, all right, well, benefit of the doubt, you know, whatever. Shit happens.
You went back and what, they did it again?
No. I paid cash or I used a credit card. Use a credit card, you can just shut it off, boom. Hey, you get, the credit card company will figure that shit out themselves. They're not going to lose your business because of that. So, but the debit card is just like, oh, well, it's your money, motherfucker. You might have fucked up there, so we're gonna lock this up. So I didn't have a lot of money in there at the time, but whatever. So we went back, and I would always get whatever. I'd have a little sushi. I wasn't a raw boy at that point in time, but I'd have a little bit of sushi, and they'd make a nice steak teriyaki. They'd cut it open, all sliced up nice on the sizzling plate. Little rice, little vegetables. Ooh. Fucking, it's nice. So we get, I sit down, I get the fucking blah blah blah, a couple of this, little dumpling, ooh, little steamed dumpling for this boy.
Oh,
you know I like those steamed dumplings.
I had one of those last night.
Did you? What'd that do to your ring? You went to Chin Chew.
Steamed dumpling.
Peking Rev.
Yeah, Peking Rev. Same thing. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Did it stink out your ring?
I did okay. After friendlies this morning, it all kind of just...
He moved it up.
I moved it out.
Yeah, all right. So you're Freebird. Clear.
Oh, yeah. We still got some left over upstairs.
All right. We're going to have to get into that.
Merc that, Shunju. Didn't realize yesterday was the Chinese New Year.
It's the Chinese New Year.
Year of the rooster.
It's a year of the cock.
Year of the cock.
Year of the red cock.
Year of the red cock.
It's a year of the red cock.
Yeah.
Success. It's a great success for your red cock.
Mm.
So...
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Oh. Time to wake up. Yeah, so we went there. Place was fucking packed. There's like 50 people at the bar, dude.
I just went quiet just because of the cock-a-doodle-doo thing. That's what.
We just stopped the cast after that.
End of the show.
Oh my god, all the regulars were there.
That's so funny. They all showed up for the... How about that? How about you see this? Missed the box.
B.O.B. he was like a regular there. He's like a... He just drinks offals.
He just drinks... Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that.
Okay. BT Dubs. We call Budweiser's offals now.
But cold Budweiser bottles, regular Budweiser bottles, are now called offals.
Yeah. He had a... Like a Chinese soldier's hat with the red star on it.
Inappropriate, B.O.B.
But
but hold on. Where'd he get that?
He got it from one of the... employees, they brought it back from China.
That's inappropriate. It's a communist hat.
I know.
It's America.
Smirka. Especially Smirka. Over at Chunju.
And he's drinking offals. They used to have America on them.
It's beautiful.
It's tremendous. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we talk about offals now.
I gotta finish the fucking steak store. I gotta go back to Saki. I gotta finish that story.
Saki.
You jumped in with the fucking Chinese New Year.
I know.
Racist because we're talking about Japanese. You're like, hey, I know something about Orientals. Dej!
Oriental.
Dej! I know something about the celestial people.
I think they like being called Orientals.
They love that. They love being called celestials.
Yes,
that's so old school, it's like not even insulting anymore. It's confusing. I shouldn't say that shit too loud in your complex.
Oh, yeah, I got one. I got right next to me.
You got one?
I got one.
You got a bunch.
I got one on the left and the right.
Yeah, clowns to the left and the Chinese to the right.
Who's making my beef teriyaki tonight?
Teriyaki! You got a lot of Asians in this bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Orientals.
Celestials. Slash.
So, you know, they dress up like at Saki, they dress up like the gals dress up like the Mama-sans. They dress up in the traditional Japanese garb. Yeah, it's not. It covers. Yeah, I guess.
It covers everything I know.
Yeah, but they got the big bow in the front. So they got the Mama-san in there, who I think is married to the owner. And the owner's just a sketchy boy.
Sure, he is.
He's a sketchy. I could tell he blows a lot of money. He's a gambling boy. I could look at him and I could smell the gambling problem on him.
Okay.
You know?
You can smell the degenerate on him?
Yeah. He's just like, I'm not fixing that toilet, but...
It's like the Shunju.
Yeah.
The
I'm not fixing that toilet, but I will throw 10 grand on this game real quick.
Pretty sure if you take a big enough dump at Shunju, the toilet might collapse.
Which you've done.
I've done.
Which you've done.
The toilet might collapse. It's like coming off the floor. No joke.
I do have a temptation every now and then when I see a toilet is to throw a low kick at the toilet. Is that weird?
That's completely normal. A lot of people
okay.
have the same type of
that's me being 100%
reaction.
That's me being 100% honest. I see a toilet every now and then, especially if I get a couple drinks in me. I want to throw I want to throw a low kick at the toilet. Like, and that's a variable. I might break the toilet. Might break my leg.
You know what I want to do every so often? Like, same type of thing that comes across my mind when I'm in the bathroom. I want to take a piss in the sink.
Okay. All right. All right. Two boys, different ideas. Yes. Hey, welcome to the Option Clinic.
Options.
Stainless steel toilets in the Option Clinic.
Yeah.
You're not kicking those out of the floor.
Sometimes I want to piss in the sink and wash my hands in the toilet.
I don't care if you're Jean-Claude. You're not pissing in my sink. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because there's no sinks at the Option Clinic. Mm-hmm. Because if you show up, you better be hygienically proper.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Especially at the Options Clinic. We can't have germs. We need germ-free people.
We have germs. We have our own, though.
We can't have people coming in with germs.
Surgeries fail. It happens all the time.
All the time.
Welcome to the Options Clinic.
Yeah. Yeah. The chances of you getting an infection after our surgery is 98%.
What do you think about that? A nice, like, high-quality black T-shirt.
A red ring.
It just says, Options Clinic. And in quotations, surgeries fail all the time. Whew, that's fucking tremendous. I think we just hit a moneymaker. Welcome to the Options Clinic. OptionsClinic.com. And it takes, people type that in, takes them right to the Supercast website. Takes them right to the Supercast website. You fucking jerk off. What are you doing typing the Options Clinic in?
Yeah.
You fucking asshole.
You asshole. Before you know it, you're listening to Sasquatch.
Yep. You're like, ooh, it's a good jam.
Yeah.
And I do, you know what? I do need to find a place to get my legs and arms swapped out.
You know?
Or maybe I do a 50-50 split. One arm, one leg, one arm, one leg. Is that a 50-50 or a north-south? You know what that is? Do you know what that is? That's a north-south-east-west. That's what that is.
Maybe you just flip it. You know, you put your arms where your legs are supposed to be and your legs where the arms are supposed to be.
That would be a 50-50 split. I think a north-south-east-west would be...
Picture that. You'd have legs coming out of your shoulders. And so you'd just be like, I wish... You know,
yeah.
You'd be like...
Yeah.
You'd almost look like Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Yeah. 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 Hey, Matt, welcome to the Options Clinic. These are things we can do.
We think outside the box.
We can't do anything with the skull, penis, or small joint manipulation.
What about anus?
No, like we can't do, you know, we're strictly limbs.
Could we take meat?
It's a limbjevity clinic.
Enhance your limbjevity.
Yeah, enhance your limbjevity. Oh, I gotta write that down.
Enhance
we gotta
your
keep that. Limbjevity clinic. Yeah. Clinic. So I still gotta finish this fucking stupid story. Hold on.
Real quick, I did see. Not short man. I guess like an average size man at Shunju last night, and he had short arms and little hands. I'm not kidding. It was
an average size boy, though, he said.
I'd say he's probably about maybe a little bit below the average size American man. He's probably about 5'8".
Well, give me some fucking specs, man. Don't
5'7", 5'8".
Okay.
And looked like a wrestler. Looked like he might have been like a
He's got a big
high school wrestler.
He's got a big old wingspan on. We got a set of lats on him.
Yeah, not a big wingspan.
Okay. but he had a set of lats on him.
Yeah, he looked like a wrestler. That's what he strike me as.
It's like a kephotic. He slightly rolled forward like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he looked like a high school. Maybe he did some college.
You think
wrestling.
College? You think he did? He did poorly in college wrestling.
Yeah, I think he got his fucking shit handed to him.
A limbjevity clinic. I just needed to get that down. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
How about this, real quick?
So, did you give him a stupid cast card?
I put it on his windshield.
Okay. There's
20 cars where I put stupid cast cards on all their windshields.
Okay, good. Good. That's weird. Are you having your own made? Because you have your own cards made at this point?
No, I just haven't handed them out. I still have all 200.
Okay. All right. You know what is funny? Is like I grabbed another little stack of stupid cast cards today.
Yeah.
It's my money clip. I keep Cash Monet and I keep stupid cast cards.
Right. Yeah.
The business cards that actually make me money, I keep in my other pocket. I don't want the two do not mix.
Yeah.
I need you to know that.
I actually gave a stupid cast card to someone I work with. I don't know if it was a good idea.
B.O.B. should have one.
We'll see.
He'd be in.
He would be into it.
Be in.
He'd be nice
to have in the show.
I think we talked about him.
Have we?
Yeah. 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 You know what? Fucking whatever.
I gotta be careful what I say about
I don't think we said anything too bad. We talked about his house with the fucking sand in the living room.
Oh, he's fucking awesome, man. He's like in his 60s. He's the man.
Any chance we could do a stupid cast from that beach environment?
Oh, my God. His house is...
He's got a bulldog, too, right?
Yeah.
I love bulldogs.
Oh, and he's a total asshole, that dog.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
We'd work well.
Oh, yeah.
I think we'd work well together.
He would literally tear your pants apart.
Ooh, well, that's not going to... Don't think I'm going to sit there and let that happen.
He might hump you. You might see a little of that...
I'll take a hump.
That red crayon.
Red rocket. Hey, yep. You stop biting at me, though. Don't think
that
for a
second. Revlon stick.
Hey, you're a big old dog, aren't you? Look at that with that wide open belly exposed. What do I got in my pocket? A big old Benchmade knife. Let me cut that belly open and pull your organs out real quick. Mm. Hey, you done biting my leg now? Is this you and Mike G, or is this the OG?
Oh, no, this is...
this is the OG. It's not you and Mike G, it's the OG.
The OG, yeah. Okay. That should be a song we
throw in. Throwing phone booths at you like Arnold and Commander.
Yes. classic Mike G line.
Classic Stu.
Classic Stu.
I don't think... Mike G might not call in now that he knows that you haven't seen Total Recall. We might be sitting there on episode...
He's a big movie buff, too. He's seen a lot of them.
Episode 24 might sound exactly like this. It's a dead zone.
The dead zone. This is our face song.
So...
All right, so finish your...
trying, man.
Your steak story.
So I get the steak, right? I'm like, okay. Looks awesome. Take a bite. I'm like, well, it tastes a little weird. Like, oh, I don't know. It's a little heavy in the teriyaki. It was the end piece. So it had a little heavy on the soy and the teriyaki. I'm like, that tastes a little off.
This is at sake, right?
Yeah. And this is after they stole my identity. So I went back because I'm fucking smart. So I take another bite. Dude, it's a bad steak. It's a bad...
It's all red.
Oh, man.
Is it bleeding?
No, it's not that. It's fucking rotten. It's rotten. And they marinated it anyways. You know, they left it in the... Or whatever it was. Dude, I could fucking throw up just thinking about it, honest to God. But it locked me up. I'm like... Oh. And I wasn't going to make a big deal out of it. You know, I'm not a fucking dickhead. I'm not going to flip the table over and fucking, you know, whatever. But I'm like, you know, the broad came back over. And I'm like, listen. I don't care. It's not a big deal. But the steak's bad. You know, the beef's bad. So, oh, okay, let me get the manager. The manager comes over. The manager's the owner's wife, right? The mama-san. She comes over. She gets the whole stupid... Meanwhile, she's dressed in a stupid outfit, right? And she comes over, starts giving me a little grief. She's like, well, what do you mean it's bad? I'm like, taste it. And she's like, no, I'm not going to taste it. She's like, you know, I'm not going to taste it. I'm like, well, if you won't taste it, how you get... Trust me when I tell you, it's bad. Listen, we come here all the time. I'm like, I'm not trying to make a big deal. I'm not trying to get a fucking free meal out of you. I'm like, I'll pay for it. But... Just take it away from me. I'm done eating. I don't want anything else. Because now I still feel as though I want to throw up. You get a taste of bad food like that, like rotten food.
Yeah, just...
It shuts you down.
Up.
Matt, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Guidi with the Bluets. You ate your blueberries this morning.
I got a big thing of blueberries at Stop and Shop.
They were
morning.
On sale. You got what, $3.99 for that big crate? I got them too. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, holy blue it! So that was it. But after that, I'm like, all right, listen. I'm like, I'll pay for it. I told her I'm never coming back here.
Really?
Yeah. So,
and what'd she say to that?
They didn't charge me. But dude, she was argumentative.
Yeah, she blew it.
I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm like, you gave me a bad piece of beef. I'm like, you want me to say it louder? Because I'll say it loud.
Yeah.
Say it loud. I'm proud.
Loud and proud.
Yeah, didn't go back after that.
Yeah.
So. That's it.
So are they still open?
Yeah, yeah, and there's you know what's
everything around it's closing down.
Dude, you know what's
those
great?
Those little shit hotels.
And you'll notice it now when you're driving by, and now everybody who fucking drives by, and for some reason I noticed it years ago. There's a fucking Toyota Camry sitting out in front of that place that has been in the same spot for fucking years, man. You
take a picture of that.
I noticed it one day. I'm like, it's still there. I'm like, I drove by again. So I used to drive in and out of Boston all the time. I'm like,
yeah,
it's fucking still there. Fucking thing never moves. Drove by the other day, still there. This has been going on for fucking years. It's probably been in the same spot for 5 years.
That's shady.
That is a Camry. Yeah. You know what I think happened there? I left there one night, man. With
that's
the
where
wife.
They keep all the bad beef.
Yeah.
That's where all the beef goes to die.
I left there one night, man, and the fucking Japanese cooks were out back with the fucking. It was like a Bruce Lee movie. They were all fighting each other. Honestly, go out there. One of them had the fucking the chopper. What do you call that? The hatchet.
Okay.
What's a little? What do you call that? Not the knife. The hatchet.
The hatchet. Yeah.
That's not a hatchet. What's it called though? Cleaver. Cleaver.
Okay.
He's got a cleaver. He's like, ah! He's yelling at the other guy. The other guy's running up that rock, that big rock that's out back. Fucking amazing, man. That's true. That's true. Those fucking crazy bastards.
They do.
They don't.
They don't.
They don't need more for me. I'll tell you that. Yeah. I'd rather go to the Hilltop.
Went there once. I wasn't too impressed.
It was good. It was good sushi.
Yeah.
Wife loved it.
Did you like it a long time?
No, I did.
Up until,
hey, you stole my identity. All of a sudden, yeah. Hey, little Japanese boy. Hey, little Japanese boy. You don't look like a Mark Bruno. That's what we call it. That's what we call a red flag.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark Bruno usually orders size 13 and a half to 14. Why are you ordering 25 pairs?
Five.
Just, why are you ordering 25 dabber covers? Little white socks to go over your little knobs at the end of your legs.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
Fucking jerk. Fucking joik off.
I'd like to know what they did on Craigslist though.
Oh man, probably.
What do you get putting in? What are you putting in?
Putting a little Cool Keith Project Polaroid.
Let's go, champ. So where are we gonna go to get our white food after this?
Wouldn't mind the Maggie's today. I don't know. No.
Kind of burnt on the Maggie's. I don't. What are you gonna get? A fucking another steak sandwich?
You get a steak sandwich.
That blew your ring out, though.
It was mostly the shit food I ate when I got back home before I went to bed.
No, because I had the stink ring.
Stink.
I had the same thing. The wife walked
broccoli,
in.
Broccoli man. It was.
It wasn't the broccoli man. It's that fucking steak sandwich. I'm telling you.
Either way, I beef and brocked it.
You did.
Stinky.
Well, you did. You had a legit beef and brock. What about a Teresa's? The old school one, or the OG.
Grill 19?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Bust it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Bust some crons.
Yeah.
Bust some crons.
Oh, you want to bust the crons out?
Nope, but let's do it anyways.
Yeah.
It's a longevity clinic. Selfie dick we covered. Lost and found. We never finished that lost and found. Work perks.
So work perks, what was it? It was basically saying, like, work
Jesus.
Perks. They give us Percocets when we go to work.
Okay, that's exactly what it was.
That's and we went.
I totally forgot that.
Oh!
That's exactly what it was.
This is what it was. Yeah, like when you go.
I blow perks.
Yeah. Like holiday parties and they pay for other things.
Yep.
And all your work perks and they give you Percocets. And we kind of went on tangents with it. But
we,
that's essentially the gist of it.
We didn't even talk about we kind of glazed over it. Grazed over it?
Yeah, grazed.
Welcome to the Tiger's Nest. Two boys in the Tiger's Nest last week on Sunday.
Oh, Mustard Tigers.
Mustard Tiger's Nest. Onion Town.
Onion Town. O-Town.
O-Town.
No sticks.
No sticks. No sticks. Rich. Big Rich.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's a good guy.
He's
on point.
Yeah. They had, the guy with the fucking microphone.
Oh
my God. This is like.
So was there a game? Master Sports. It was a game.
It was the.
And of course, we left right when the game started. And the owner's just like, you guys are leaving when the game starts? Like, yeah.
We're the two biggest people in there.
I don't think so.
Well,
you know,
not,
We were the two best looking people in there.
That's true.
I'll give you that. But there were
just a bunch of old mustard tigers.
Oh my god, just stinky tigers.
And when the guy grabbed the mic, his head is it sounded like. Well,
first off, hold on. Let's pause. That boy came up to you and he said, "Hey."
He said, "You staying for the game?"
Yeah, and I thought he said, "Do you guys like the Patriots?" I don't know how. Either way, you said no, and the guy was like, "Meh." He made that sound. He went, "Meh," and he walked away. That guy had to be. He was probably 55, but he looked like he was 75.
Oh, yeah.
And he was.
He had like just a thick head of white hair. He had like a white goatee. He looked kind of like a wolf.
Let's go.
Like a fat.
Let's
wolf.
Go in H&W height and weight on this boy.
He was probably about
H&W.
5'10". I'd say he's about.
But he tells people he's 6 feet.
Of course he does, because he's an asshole. And he's probably pushing about 270. Maybe, no, not that. Maybe 250?
Classic eggplant.
Oh, classic pear-shaped boy.
Pear-shaped boy, yeah. Classic pear. Classic pear. And he waddled over. The guy's like, hey, you know what?
I don't get what he said.
I don't think it's our problem. I don't think it's our fault, because we heard him on the microphone. We heard that voice amplified.
He was like, hey, hi. It was like, it sounded like a really bad home video.
God damn it, I wish we had that on tape.
Ugh.
Hey, welcome to Honey and Tat. Hey, everybody. Hold on.
Oh,
I know I can do this. Hold on. So before the game started, and it's not like there was even a raffle. He just got the mic to do shoutouts.
Yeah.
You know?
And it sounded like, you know, like he got the mic and it sounded like there was like feedback. It was like, wah, wah. It was.
I'm not sure.
A lot of heavy breathing.
Okay. Jim in the corner. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Jim. Jim's here. Jim and his wife. Jim's wife is here. Shout out to Meryl. Sarah. Must know the shout out. The game's on tonight. Welcome to Onion Town, Blind Grill. Just want to say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, me and Matt the whole time were like, get that fucking mic. We started screaming. Get that fucking microphone out of that mustard tiger's paw right now. He's ruining our whole experience. We haven't been here in a minute. The chicken fingers were great.
He's ruining the ambiance.
My fucking, my burger, it was tremendous.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, God, getting so upset. I'm here every day. And she knows more than a minute.
I'm loving my food. Meanwhile, my ears are bleeding.
Sit that mustard tiger down, sir. Sit that tiger down.
Put that mustard tiger back in his cage.
I got a couple balls hanging. All for a shot. My Easter tiger being in the cage.
But he was being supported by everybody in the place.
Oh, I was laughing my ass off.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man. That's what Taffer comes in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, good to see everybody tonight.
Taffer walks in.
Get it together, man.
This is what you do? This is what you do at your bar?
Yeah.
You blew it.
You blew it with the microphone. You don't get the patrons a microphone.
Who put the mustard tiger on a microphone?
You
who
does mustard.
That? You blew it, man. Come on. Get it together, man. Apparently, Don Tapper's upset with me. Bought 16 different kinds of medication to keep this rig running. Shit myself an hour ago.
Fucking brutal tiger. Whoop. Quick one. Fucking mustard tiger.
Oh, man. I tell you what, though.
And the original mustard tiger, the one that cornered you, was there.
Yeah.
We were there a couple years ago at this point. And Matt got, we were admiring a mustard tiger. I might still have that picture. That might be the picture of the show.
I still have it on my Pantech.
I have it on my other iPhone. I got
300 very interesting photos on my Pantech. I could put
300?
On my computer. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good.
It's either like pictures I've taken or like just photos that people send me that I save.
Yeah, you got it. You got, that registered. It's that one.
Did that fart register?
It's that one, man.
Right there?
It's that right there. So this OG Mustard Tiger, he's in there and he's just built like a monster. Just a fucking monster. He's a big boy, big fella. And he was wearing a bright orange.
He was
wearing a bright safety shirt. Safety shirt. So he was being safe. He was a safety tiger. And, you know, we're joking around.
He's a safety officer. I do
have a picture of you in the midst, in the woods, being confronted by that mustard tiger. You guys were having a conversation over by the jukebox.
Dude, that fucking asshole, he put more money in to override my songs.
Shit tiger.
Yeah.
Classic. Hey, that's a classic mustard tiger movie.
Yeah, and he put on these fucking shit songs.
Yeah, well, he's a shit boy.
Shit tiger.
I would love to get some blood work. And you know what? I'm not super healthy right now. I'm the first to admit. I got a bunch of beers in me, a lot of white food. But someday I'll pull it together. But those boys, man, they must have thrown in the towel. What do you think?
20 years ago.
No, I mean at birth, right? They came out of the womb with a towel and they just threw it. Fucking threw that towel. Just no attempt at all.
They wrapped him in a towel. They just took it off and threw it.
He threw his own towel. Oh, tremendous. That's a mustard tiger move.
Oh, man. Yeah, those guys. That one guy, he's like the number one mustard tiger there. He is just, just gut, just his tits. Just he is.
Well, you know, he didn't have to come in the first place. You know. Welcome to.
That's what it was.
Perfect. What happened? Sorry about the feedback, folks. It's for our first night on the mic. I'm sorry. First day on the mic since yesterday. Matt, go ahead. Let's just keep the show going.
Yeah. That's what it was like.
That's exactly what it was like. Fucking mustard tiger.
Oh my god.
How is that a good idea? There's like a whole block of audio blocked out by that.
Look at that. Oh. That registered big time.
Fucking shithawk mustard tiger.
Yeah. That makes
me want to get a group of fucking just knuckleheads together. Like just prime up our audience. Like we go to the Roadhouse first with all our boys, right? And I'm talking chilled Zambuca. I'm talking jack shots. I'm talking fucking getting all fucked up.
I'm talking Jude from Uber.
Yep. And Jude, he's the only boy who can drive us over.
Yep.
He drives us over. Boom. We get there. We take on that whole crew of tigers. That parking lot, it looks like some fucking scene.
I'll bring in $30 just for the jukebox and I'll override anything you
want. No, I'm talking about cutting their skin off. I'm talking about pelting those boys in the parking lot.
I'm talking about taking Jude's machete and slicing them boys up, taking them to the deli.
I got to shop them.
Taking them to Options.
I got to shop them. Yeah. No, what we do, Options is in the parking lot. We'll cut those boys up in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody needs to see it. This is not how you operate in life. You do not be a mustard tiger. It's unacceptable. You sit that tiger down, sir.
We need to get like Siegfried and Roy to tame these boys.
Hey, hashtag the new name of our show. The Siegfried and Roy show.
Yeah.
Roy?
Is that what it was? No, Siegfried and Roy or Freud?
It's Roy, but I said Siegfried Roy. I said Roy.
Yeah.
I said like steroid.
Steroid.
Yeah. Siegfried and steroid.
Siegfried, yeah.
Let's get all jacked up and go over there. Just fucking tear those boys apart.
We go over there like we fucking, you know, do up our war machines real nice. We dress like the fucking Road Warriors from fucking, is that what it's called? Road Warriors?
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking about how I would attack them while they're sitting in the stool.
Yeah.
I think we get six boys total. We walk in the front door. We need a few other boys to like lock the remainder of the place down. But we walk in, six strongest boys, and three break right, and we just go around
the
bar.
We close in on those tigers.
We fix that bar.
Yeah,
we fix that bar.
We bring our own microphones in.
Yeah,
I bring my own microphone. All day, dog. All day.
Pal, we got six new boys coming into the bar. Looks like this is it.
All of a sudden, you just hear.
Good thing I never got married. Because this is. No children to worry about the funeral expenses. It was buried in that patch of land out back. Next to a shitty work truck. This is it.
Ah! Whack!
One paltry shot takes out that tiger. One paltry shot.
Oh, that's great.
Terrible. That's terrible. I hate to go there, but you know, I think it needs to be done.
It needs to be done. Someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Hey.
So maybe we'll do it.
We get that options clinic right in that parking lot. Experimental division. Special prod. Options clinic. Special projects division. SPD.
It's like the salsa truck, but the options truck. We're on the road.
He just got a cart. No, he's got a stand.
Okay.
Salsa's Mike G.
Yeah.
We're not mixing the two.
No, but I'm saying it's like the salsa stand or truck.
Oh, but we
could. The options truck. We
could have a food truck out front while we do this.
Oh, slinging our deli meat?
Yeah, because we're going to get hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Speaking of options, that's a good way to end the show. We're at 109.
I think we got some good things accomplished in this show.
You got anything else to say, Matt?